Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is 9:30 New York time. It's about 80-something degrees, but the humidity makes it feel like it's almost 96 degrees. It's humid, hot, and it's summertime, and I can't say whether I love it, hate it, or don't care about it. Truly, no. Let me be truthful with you. I'm not too much into heat. I hate the heat. I hate to sweat. I hate to just be hot. Well, give me spring, fall, keep summer, winter for somewhere else. Anyway, that's my little dilemma. How are you this morning, family? I'm glad you're here. I want to thank my people, my archivers. I want to thank my chat room people. I want to thank the people that email me. I just want to thank all my family for being here. Thank you. I appreciate your support. Today we're talking about good financial decisions. We've made them. Don't tell me you haven't made a good financial decision, because I'm going to tell you, yes, you have. You just maybe not realize it, but you've done it. So we're going to go over some good financial decisions you've made and people have made overall. And before we do that, I'd like to tell you about, please join me on Facebook at the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. We have a permanent home. On the Facebook page, we talk about saving, making, and having fun with money. Also, the website is thecheapcheetah.blogspot.com. You can visit my profile, and you can click on the link, and you can go there also. Same thing, it talks about the show. It talks about different topics, but basically we always talk about either saving, making, or having fun with money. You know about the free e-books, Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less, The Cheap Cheetah Way, or Holiday Savings, The Cheap Cheetah Way. And don't laugh, because before you know it, Thanksgiving's here, Halloween's here, Hanukkah and Christmas and all that, all the holidays will be here, and you'll be like, wait a minute, I don't have no money? There's also books for purchase. You got The Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, The Best of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and My Real Estate Diary, all on Smash Word. Also, if I didn't tell you, there's also another free book I'm offering you. Why? Because you're family. Saving with Coupons, The Cheap Cheetah Way. So if you're interested in that, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and just put free e-books, and I will ask you which one you were looking for, because I have three for you. Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less, Holiday Saving, The Cheap Cheetah Way, and now Saving with Coupons, The Cheap Cheetah Way. I forgot to tell you that. I'm looking for sponsors. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about on the show, please contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Or if you yourself would like to be on the show to talk about your finances and you got out of debt, or you wrote a book about, you know, personal finance or how you got out of debt, or if you know someone, please let me know, because I'm always interested in having people with positive financial attitudes on the show. On that note, we're going to talk about good financial decisions today. All right, we've made some bad ones, you know, with the credit cards, maybe buying too much house where we know we couldn't afford, leaving a job because we were just fed up, not really realizing about the consequences of there's no money coming in if we quit our job, things like that. But what about the good ones? You know, and we have made some good ones. And I'll give you a perfect example, because I'll start first. One of my good financial decisions was purchasing my childhood home when I didn't think I had the money to. And my mother was leaving. She got remarried and she moved to Jersey. And I always told her I wanted the house, so she sold the house, and she sold it to me. So that was one good financial decision. I busted my behind. I ain't going to lie to you. I busted my behind getting the mortgage, which was stressful within itself, paying her the mortgage money plus paying her the extra that I owed her, fixing up the house. Sister worked hard. And that was one of my best financial decisions because right now, where the house is located, it's in prime real estate, and I have income coming in because I have a tenant. Yeah, I cry, and I got stressed and everything in the process of trying to buy the house and trying to get the money for the house and trying to keep up the house payments, but I did it, and that was my best financial decision I've made. So that was one I just shared with you. But here's some more good financial decisions, and I'm sure you fit into one of these categories as well. Purchasing mutual funds at 25 and still having them to keep growing. A lot of people don't know about investment, and that's one thing I really want to do with you. I want to eventually start talking about investment, get into the investment planning, it doesn't take a lot of money to buy mutual funds. It doesn't take a lot of money to buy stocks. So I really want to start talking to you about that. Learning what not to do with my paycheck by buying expensive stuff and stuff so I could save, and by the time I'm 50, you could retire. That was a good financial decision, someone said. Buying a used car that will last me for 10 years instead of going out and buying a brand new car, which is going to cost $30,000. If you buy a used one, if you get one that's like $5,000 or so, you're still doing good. You're still doing good. Hold on 1 minute, folks. Sorry about the interruption. It's summertime. You know people are out there with their lawns and stuff. So excuse me for the interruption if you hear the lawnmower. We're back to good financial decisions. Let's see. Okay. Buying, like I said, we were talking about cars. Buying a used car instead of buying a brand new car, which will save you a whole lot of money in the end, because a used car could be just as good as a new car, and you're paying less for it. So if you find a nice car for $5,000 compared to a car that's $30,000, and you put some repairs in the used car, and you save the difference of what you spend, which with what you could have spent. Okay? Having a small and cheap wedding. Weddings are a fortune. We know that. And we're going to talk about that in about 2 weeks. Cheapskate weddings. Weddings are a fortune. You know, you can be nice. You can be elegant. Your wedding could be really, really pretty, but it doesn't have to cost $40,000, $50,000. People spend $30,000. People even spend $20,000. $25,000 on weddings, it was ridiculous. You can have a small, inexpensive wedding. So that was what somebody said, really good decision on that. A good decision is purchasing a property at an auction when the real estate market was bad. A lot of people went to housing auctions. Remember what, last year, year before, when the housing market was like in the toilet? A lot of people started purchasing properties. They bought the properties at auction. Now, if you don't know how the auction works, let me give you just a little tidbit. There's a house. You have a house. You lost the house. The house went to foreclosure. The bank now picks up the house. What happens is that if the bank can't sell the house, then the bank puts the house up for auction. Well, in New York, you would think the auction price of the house would be cheaper than the actual house. Than it would be if the actual house was on the market. No. Sometimes the banks want fair market value for these houses, even at auction. You go to auction, you buy these houses, sometimes sight unseen. You don't know what they look like inside. Sometimes if you're lucky, you get a chance to look at them before you start bidding. Make a long story short, you bid on these houses. You have to have X amount of dollars down even before you start bidding. You have to have the rest by a certain date because a lot of these houses are cash and carry only. You get the house, and then you go in the house, and you see what kind of repairs need to be done. That was just a basic overview because I've done auctions too. where I went to them. So a lot of people buy property auctions. They take them, they fix them up, they flip them, take them, they fix them up, they rent them out. Another good investment, someone was saying, is saving and investing a large part of their paycheck monthly, which is good. And if you can do this, do it. Having a frugal mindset, frugal/cheapskate mindset. And don't let the word cheapskate, like, it's not a terrible thing to be called a cheapskate, okay? It just means that you are saving your money the way you feel fit, the way you want to save your money. You're doing things in your life to make you, to help you go where you want to go. You know, I'm a cheapskate. I don't care what they call me. I've been called everything. Cheapskate, thrifty, tightwad. Those words don't bother me. They're just words. If you don't have the mindset to say, look, this is what I want to do, and this is where I want to be in the next 5 years, and in order for me to be there, I need to tighten up on my belt, and I need to be a frugal cheapskate or whatever. If you keep doing what you're going to do, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So it's a mindset. Good money decision. Marching to the beat of my own drummer when it comes to spending my money. Not following the latest fashions and saying, well, okay, your friends are going out for drinks and it's going to cost $80 and I'm going to go follow behind them, knowing they're going, well, I can use the $80 to do something else with that will either bring me money or help me pay down my debt or something into that manner. So you have to have your own mindset, and you really do have to dance to the beat of your own drummer. Investing in an education. Some say when you get a PhD, a master's degree, a BA, then it will propel you to make more money. Yes, in certain situations it will. In certain situations it won't. I've worked with people who had high school diplomas and who had PhDs. We were all doing the same job, making the same amount of money. So I guess it all depends on what field you go into and who you know. Because really, to me, finding a job nowadays is not what you know, it's who you know. You have people with doctor's degrees that still out of work. So my thing is, yes, education is very good, and it might or might not open the door for you. It depends on what field you're trying to go into. You've heard where a lot of millionaires with high school diplomas. It goes back to your mindset. I'm not saying don't get a good education. I'm just saying if you get one, make sure you get it in the right field. Another good financial decision is stop using credit cards that doesn't allow you to get out of debt and helps you save money. Stop using credit cards, period. We all know this. Because the more you use it, the more debt you get into. Good financial decision is learning how to get more bang for the buck. Also, buying a house based on one person's income. These are good financial decisions people have made. You know, when you go buy a house and sometimes people are like, okay, the husband and wife are both working and they're using both of their incomes to be able to qualify for the loan to purchase the house. That's not a good thing, because if you really think about, what if one of you loses your job? That loan is based on two incomes coming in. But if you get a loan that's based on one, if one is out of work, at least the other one can carry the loan. But again, you don't never buy a house more than you're qualified for. If you get a loan for a house that's maybe $300,000, why don't you look for a house that's $250,000? That way that gives you some wiggle room. And because who says you have to go up to the loan amount? You don't. So give yourself, if you're looking in the process of looking for a house and you have a loan for $300,000, if you can find a nice house for $250,000, heck, if you can find a nice house for $200,000, tell your real estate broker, I want like the $200,000 range, and see what she shows you. Or even if you want to go up to $225,000, that's even good too. But don't spend it all because they're giving it to you all, because you don't know what life has in store for you down the line. And the last thing you want to do is really lose your house. How did this become a housing, it's supposed to be a money decision topic. Seem like I'm talking more about housing now. Good financial decision is understanding the relationship between rush, reward, and diversification. And this is perfect, because when you rush into things and not think, you spend money foolishly and then you regret it. When you wait, work hard, save your money, you give yourself a little reward. When you save your money and you figure instead of money being put in the bank, then you diversify your money, that money makes you money. So that's your rush, reward, and diversification. Marrying a partner who thinks like you. Okay? I'm not talking to spendthrift people. I'm not talking about people who go out on $5,000 and $6,000 vacations every couple of weeks and knowing that they can't afford and knowing they can't pay their bills. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody who has the same mindset when it comes to saving money, when it comes to investing, same mindset of how we want to raise our kids, what religious beliefs are we into, how we want to live our lives, where we want to live. Somebody who basically has the same mindset as you, okay, who believes in the same things. Because a saver and a person that spends, that's automatic conflict even before you say I do. Good financial decision is finding scholarships when it comes to schools and graduating debt-free. If your kid's going to school, heck, if you're going back to school, see if you can find a scholarship. See if you can find free money. See if you can find government grants to help you pursue your education. See if you can go to school and work part-time in order to not have a big college debt when you get out. Because I've seen college debts are between 80, depending on what you go through, it's 100, sometimes it's 150,000 to go to school, and now you're sitting there unemployed. But you still got to pay that college debt, some student loans back. So really think about it. Having a 6 to 9 month emergency fund. I say 6 to 9 months an emergency fund. Okay, that's okay. You figure maybe if you can have $5,000 for emergency fund, you're pretty good. If you can have $10,000, that's great. If you can have $15,000, that's even better. But let's start off small. $5,000 emergency fund. That works for me. And you have to have it because no one knows when emergency is going to come up. Sometimes you can't run and get a payday loan, which I never would suggest you do that. Sometimes you don't have it around handy. You need money. You do need emergency fund. I always talk about this. Another good financial decision is not spending an inheritance or lottery win, if we're so lucky, and investing it for the long run. I've read where people won lotteries. Okay, I'm not saying $1 million. Maybe they've won $125,000, $250,000. They've maybe inherited $50,000, $80,000. They've had lawsuits where the lawsuit, they got into an accident or something, or they fell and slipped and fell, and they've had $125,000. Why I'm saying this is a one-shot deal, folks. You are not going to get this money again. What are you going to do with it? Example, you got $125,000 through a lawsuit, through a lottery win, through somebody blessed you and said, here's inheritance. What are you going to do with the money? $125,000. First, you're going to pay down your bills, okay? Then you're going to save at least, I would say $75,000. If you say, that's too much, okay, we'll say at least $50,000. $50,000, put on the side, it does not exist. Invest it. Even if you don't know how to invest, put it in the bank. Let it sit there. Put in mutual funds. Learn about mutual funds first, but put in mutual funds. Put in CDs. I don't care. Just don't touch it for, say, 5 to 10 years. Don't go back and say, start picking that. Leave it alone. It doesn't exist. I guarantee you, in that time frame, that money should grow if you invest it properly. Okay? If you know nothing about individual stocks and stuff, don't invest. Mutual funds are the way to go. Okay? If you're not sure, park the money in the CD for maybe 6 months to a year and then learn about the mutual funds, learn about investing, learn about what your tolerance is, what the risk factors are, and then take some of the money and put into mutual funds. Not all of it. Say maybe $10,000 to see how it works. Say if you're comfortable, maybe $5,000. But invest some of the money. Don't touch that money. I've seen people that made $125,000 come into their life, gone, and they're still broke. They're still broke. People who've had really phenomenal luck got passed down $1 million. They're broke. Okay, even if Uncle Sam takes a couple of dollars, which out of $1 million, Uncle Sam will take maybe $200,000, so you come home with $700,000. Nice piece of change, don't you think, for doing nothing? Someone just says, here, I'm going to give you $1 million because I've won a great deal of money I want to share it with my family. You quit your job and just spend ridiculously, now you're broke. $750,000 is pretty good, and I'm just talking about $125,000, pretty good. Setting up the proper insurance, we're still talking about good financial decisions, setting up the proper insurance so that way your family does not struggle, God forbid if something happens to you. They have to pass a hat around if you pass away to find out where we can bury you and where we don't have enough money to do it. Make sure you have the proper insurance for situations like that so you don't always have to have your hand out because you're covered. Also, a good financial decision people are making is if you have a spouse, whoever you're living with, make sure they know exactly what's going on in your financial life. Make sure they know where the bank accounts are, their insurance papers are. Make sure they know what your desires are. You can write them a letter and say this, and this. So that way, God forbid if something happened to you, if you're in the hospital, you can't speak to them, or if you pass away or something, they're not going to be pulling their hair out. I don't know what she had or I don't know what he had. I don't know who he was involved with. I don't know what kind of bank account they had. Don't stress your family out like that. Write them a letter and say, here, this is what the deal is with my financial life, or sit down and tell them this is what the deal is and this is where you can find the papers. Okay? Personally, on a personal note for me, I write everything in a book so there'll be no questions about who, what, where, when, what was going on with her financial life. I wrote everything, bank accounts, phone numbers, stocks, phone numbers, what the updates were, whatever. So just don't stress your family out. Be prepared. That's a good financial decision that you can make. Okay? We only got a few more minutes. I can't believe I talked to you like that. Talked to you so much. Pay attention. That's another good financial decision that you need to make. Pay attention to where you spend your money and what's going on. Read the newspaper and find out what's going on in the world. Read the newspaper and find out what's going on regarding money and economics. Just pay attention. Because sometimes we are so in our own worlds we don't pay attention. And by not paying attention, sometimes we let money slip through our hands. And you're saying, why? How does economics have to do with money? Because simple fact is the world evolves around money. And then sometimes when things change, like look at the situation in Greece. Okay? When the world changes, and if you're involved in the stock market goes up and goes down according to what's going on economically in the world. So you have to pay attention, especially if you're involved in stocks and bonds. Another good financial decision people have made is not lending their friends money so they can put into these get-rich-quick schemes. Because truly, a lot of times, when you know you lend family money, you lend friends money, if you get it back, you're doing good. It's not really lending them. It's supposed to be a loan, but you just say you're giving it to them. You're giving them money for whatever, if you have it to give. Because 9 or 10 times, you're not going to see the money back. And if you do, you're good. But a good financial decision people have made is not lending their friends money for just cockamamie things that they want to put the money in. So that's another good financial decision. Another one, purchasing a vacation home to use personally and to also to rent it out when not in use, when I don't use it, in order to make money on it. So your vacation home is really making money because the renters are paying for your time not being there, which is a good financial decision. And the best one to me is educating yourself about finances. That's a good, really a good money decision that people make. Next week, folks, we ran out of time like that. Well, not next week. The first Monday in August, we're talking about cheapskate weddings. And again, we went over that. I told you, you know, weddings are expensive. It's summertime, so let's talk about how we can do it on the cheap. We have a few minutes. We didn't get to our commercial, unfortunately. But let's talk. You know, it's been a week. I haven't talked to you. And I want to know what's going on in your life. Family, I would like for you to do me a favor. Actually, I have two things before we go. If you're in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, and you'd like to meet for coffee, my treat, email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com, and I would like to meet you face-to-face because I think it's about time. I'm trying to set up a meetup group so we can all sit down and talk about living the financially free life together. So if you're interested, email me or hit me up on Facebook at the Cheap Cheetah Money Show and let me know where you're living because I love to sit down with you and we sit down, have a cup of coffee, maybe a piece of cake, and talk about living the financially free life. Talk about saving money, talk about making money, talk about having fun with money. So if you're interested, please let me know. Also, what I wanted to talk to you about is we talked about, you know, we have a home. Oh, you know, sister getting senile in her junior year. If you have a topic that you would like for me to talk about when in regard to saving, making, and having fun with money, please let me know. I'm open for different topics. I do want to cover investments with you because I haven't really covered investments with you that much, and I love talking about investments. So if you have a topic that you would like for me to cover and you'd like to talk about, then let me know because this is not just about the topics I feel that I want to talk about with you. It's about what you would like for me to talk about. You have money interests. You have money questions. And all of those I would like for you just to email me. You know where to find me, cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Let me know what your interests are. We've been together so long, family. You know basically about me. So let me hear about you, what's going on with you, and what your interests are and what you want to talk about. Because I just said investments is one of the things I want to talk about with you. Because that's important, too. Because right now the bank accounts, excuse my French, but they suck. 0.0%, they suck, okay? And I keep saying, every time I go in the bank, I look at these. My mind keeps going back to, remember back in the day when it used to be 16? Heck, I take 8%. But, I mean, on $100, if you get, what, 50 cents, you're doing good? It's ridiculous. That's why investments are the way to go. But the right investments are the best ones. And anyway, on that note, I will say thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Keep your mind on your money, your money on your mind. And I will see you the first Friday in August when we talk about cheapskate weddings. And I want everyone to have a great day, a blessed day, and I want everybody to save that money. And until August, I will see you there. See you soon.